Radio.
How many here, put your hands up, if you would sell everything you own, your house, your car, your shares, everything, to buy calcified secretion of an irritated mollusk? How many would do that? No one. Well, that's technically what a pearl is. When an irritant enters into an oyster, its defense against germs is to encase the irritant with calcium carbonate until it is fully covered. And the result, as we know, is a lustrous, beautiful pearl. So why do humans find oyster secretion so attractive? Well, obviously, as we all know, it's the outward beauty of a pearl. What about Jesus then? From the moment he first appeared to this very day, people have been giving up everything they had to follow him. But somehow I don't think it was because of Jesus' outward appearance like pearls. Because on the outside, there's nothing very extraordinary about Jesus. He dressed simply and never tried to draw undue attention to himself. He was the son of a carpenter, so he probably had calluses and dirty fingernails. What's more, he had a habit of hanging around people like lepers, prostitutes, and the undesirables. So why would people be attracted to that outward sign of ugliness and unattractiveness? It isn't his outer appearance that makes Jesus so attractive, is it? It's his inner life, his love, his compassion, his mercy. Spending our life seeking Jesus' inner beauty has the potential to bring us more joy and delight than any treasure on earth ever could. You see, for me and for a lot of people, Jesus is the most captivating, most magnificent, the most desirable treasure that we could ever dedicate our lives to. It's been said that in ancient times, wealthy people used to wear jewelry to bed so that the moment they woke up, they could be reminded of how well off they were. Perhaps we could take a cue from them and maybe wear a necklace of a cross for the same reason, to be reminded of the wonderful treasure that we have in Jesus Christ. Lord, you are the greatest treasure we could ever find. Help us wake up with you on our mind and your praises on our lips, for the treasure that you have given us will last for eternity. Amen.
Radio.org.au